Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you're having a great week and certainly hope you're having a great new year. This past Sunday, we began our new series called Too Good to Be True, where we're looking at some of the incredible promises that we have in Christ. And our big idea for the series is that Jesus keeps his promises. And this past Sunday, we looked at a great passage in Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8, where Jesus heals a paralytic whose friends had brought him, and they end up tearing the roof off to get their friend to Jesus because they clearly believed that Jesus could help this man. And I want to share with you just a really simple idea and then talk about the paralytic and the scribes a little bit. And so you've got this room where Jesus is teaching, and all of a sudden, you know, a paralyzed man is kind of dropped through the roof down to the floor where Jesus is standing. And Jesus looks at him and he says, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And we see the scribes responding to Jesus' statement by accusing Jesus of blasphemy. And we see the paralytic responding to Jesus by trusting him and doing exactly what he said to do. And the way that we can say that is that the scribes were challenged by Jesus, and the paralytic was changed by Jesus. The scribes were challenged by Jesus, and the paralytic was changed by Jesus. And the scribes, ultimately, as far as we know from the story, they end up rejecting the reality that Jesus has the authority to forgive sins, and the paralytic wasn't. Like, he was absolutely forgiven of his sins by Jesus, the only one who has the authority to do so, but he was also healed by Jesus. The scribes were challenged by Jesus. The paralytic was changed by Jesus. And the first question I'd like you to think about for just a moment is, when it comes to your response to Jesus right now, who are you more like currently? Are you more like the scribes who, you know, Jesus challenges you and you're not really sure that you believe what he says? You're not really sure that he has the authority to do the things that he claims that he can do? Or are you more like the paralytic, where you recognize that you have been changed by Jesus, that you have been forgiven by Jesus, and your life is entirely different now because of what Jesus has done in you? Which of those two groups of people are you more like? I certainly hope that you are more like the paralytic, where you can point to a season or a moment in your past where you would say, yes, there was a moment where I encountered Jesus and I recognized that he had the authority to both heal me in the ways that I needed healed, but also to forgive me of my sin, because I was sinful and dead in my sin before a holy God, and Jesus, and Jesus alone, by his death and resurrection, has the authority to forgive me of my sin. And the other thing that I want to mention to you is, as we move towards a new year and we're reflecting on maybe some changes in habits that we want to adopt for 2020, if you're not currently in a life group, I want to challenge you to make that a priority for this upcoming life group term. We will launch our life groups on January 19th, and it's going to be the best time of the year to get into a brand new life group. And one of the things that you see in the story that's kind of behind the scenes, but is clearly there, is that the paralytic was embedded in a community of people who would carry him to Jesus. And I don't want you to miss that. The paralytic was embedded in a community that would carry him to Jesus. And that's what life groups are meant to be. Life groups are designed to help us connect to each other and to help us take our next step in our spiritual journey. But the truth is, there are going to be seasons where we've fallen down and we need someone to help us, and we need someone to ultimately carry us to Jesus, so to speak. And so I want to encourage you as strongly as I can. If being connected to a life group has not been a habit, I want to challenge you to make that a habit for this year, because ultimately, spiritually speaking, we are all like the paralytic. We all need a group of people who are willing to point our attention to Jesus, and sometimes to physically carry us to Jesus. And so I want to challenge you, respond to Jesus not like the scribes, but rather like the paralytic, trusting that Jesus truly has the authority to forgive us of our sins and heal us, and also commit to being in a community of people who are all about helping you connect to each other and take your next step as you try to follow Jesus. Let's take a moment and let's pray together, please. Father in heaven, we do praise you that your son Jesus has the authority and the power to forgive us of our sin and to bring the healing to bear in our lives that we all need. Father, I do ask that you would help each of us to cultivate and develop, and for some of us even to start a habit of being embedded in a community of people who will carry us to Jesus. God, that we would be committed to a life group for this upcoming life group term. Father, I ask that you would help us to grow in holiness and Christ-likeness, and that you would give us joy in it. Father, we praise and thank you for the forgiveness of sin that we have in your son, Jesus Christ. And we ask that you would help us to be faithful, to be people who carry others to Jesus. We pray all of these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we hope you have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you back on the DriveCast tomorrow. God bless.